Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Nicholas Crisp, Public Health Medicine Specialist. Dr. Crisp, thank you for talking to me this afternoon.
Good afternoon, afternoon to your listeners.
So let's talk about the importance of a third jab. Is it important? And what about immunocompromised people? Should they be first in line?
Okay, so let's start off with third jabs or boosters for Pfizer. It's not part of the schedule, and we do not recommend it. Neither does the WHO. And it's not part of the schedule for South Africa. I think at this stage, we're still concentrating on getting people their primary vaccination. However, there is a small number of people with specific immunocompromised conditions who have not made immunity to either the first or the second dose, or very little immunity, which wanes because they don't have good immune systems. And for them, there's a specific recommendation to have a what we call an additional dose, which is part of the primary schedule. Not a booster, it's part of the primary schedule for that group of people.
When will that decision be taken?
That's already taken. We are in the process of planning it. It was an advisory that the minister did speak about already a week ago that he had received from the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Vaccines. So for that group of people, which includes people who have had transplants, organ transplants, who've had bone marrow transplants, who are on high doses of immunosuppressive therapy, so in other words, large doses of steroids and such things, those who are on renal dialysis, maybe one or two other conditions that are listed on the list, they are regarded as being at risk for not making immunity, and that includes primary immune deficiency disorder, which is a very specific condition. For those people, we are busy planning an implementation that would allow them to get an additional dose. It will be a dose that's prescribed by a clinician on a particular form, and they will then take that form and go to a vaccination center to get that additional dose.
Doc, I'm thinking about HIV. I'm thinking about the fact that many in South Africa are running around with HIV. Mm. How does this tie in with immunocompromised qualification?
So fortunately, the vast majority of patients who are on treatment for HIV are no longer immunocompromised, and that's the beauty of the therapies that are available these days. However, there is a small number of people who don't make sufficient immunity and remain immune compromised. So they would be classified together with the immune compromised group. And there's been a separate advisory, which has been submitted last week, where we're just looking at the timing of when that additional dose would be given. So that small group of people, depending on their CD4 counts and the cutoff of their CD4 counts after a designated time period, if it's too low, then they would also be included as being immunocompromised. It's not the majority of HIV people. I want to stress that.
Yeah.
It's that most people who are living with HIV who are on treatment, their immunity is restored.
Dr. Crisp, thank you so much for your input this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Pleasure. Thank you.